What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Stretch 4 podcast. I'm your host, Peter Tran, and on the line I have my pick and pop partner, Josh Cohen. How you doing?
Oh, just absolutely incredible.
Feeling yourself today, eh?
Absolutely. It's got a good run in at the gym, so it's been all right.
Oh, what'd you do?
No, I mean the basketball gym, sorry.
Oh, so, how'd you play?
Yeah, I played all right. Hit a few threes, dropped some dimes, the usual.
No big deal.
No big deal.
There you go. The banger in the paint, Rajan Walia, how you feeling?
I'm doing all right. It's fantasy basketball season, so got a few mock drafts going and just waiting for this NBA season to come around.
When's your draft? Your actual draft?
Next weekend.
Already? You guys do it before preseason?
Yeah, we do it early just because I feel like Thanksgiving weekend's the other time that we were considering doing it, but some people are just not away, not at their computers, so.
Damn, that is so early.
Yeah. Josh, hey, you can never do enough mock drafts anyways.
Are you one of those guys who just sits there watching everyone else do it?
I do sit for at least the first four or five rounds just to have a sense of what player or what other teams are picking up and how teams are forming, but later rounds I could care less. I just kind of set the players that I'm looking for and hopefully get a good team at the end of the draft.
All right. We'll have to discuss
this. A few of you guys are going to be very disappointed once some of those guys get injured in preseason.
Yeah, totally, man. There's definitely going to be a lot of injuries.
Always is. Yeah. Can't believe you do the draft that early. That's crazy.
Yeah, last weekend of September is when we did it last year, too. So, I don't know. It's just habit.
I mean, whatever works for you. When do we do it? 5 days before the season starts?
We always do it right after the preseason ends.
Yeah, just before the actual season begins?
Yep.
Hell yeah. All right, well, we are going to continue with a little bit of trivia. Today will be Josh and Raj going at it. I will be your host. You will not have bullshit stats riddled throughout this podcast, so please enjoy actual trivia and not nonsense, Josh.
BS stats, a.k.a. you losing, you loser.
No more BS stats. However, we will start with something that I guess is kind of fantasy related. We're going to see how well you guys know your 2K rankings. Obviously, the game came out last week.
Okay, you're talking about BS stats and you're talking about 2K ratings? Oh, come on.
Hell
man.
Yeah, man.
Shots fired.
What is hell this? Yeah.
We're going to do live ratings next, too?
Yeah.
Don't even bother.
Yeah,
don't
I'm going to go there. Except I'm gonna
don't go the there.
Maybe some NBA Street?
Yo, if we played NBA Street right now. Ooh,
I know Stretch is number one.
Nah, man. You got to go Yao Ming.
No, Stretch would dominate.
Low key,
Yao
Ming.
Come on.
Yeah, dude. He was huge. He was 7'6". He would block
Stretch
everything.
Was 7'1". He could do everything. And that crossover dribble that he had, oh my goodness. True. He's going to drop Yao Ming. Come on, man.
Yeah, you're right. But then Yao Ming will just hit a three.
Probably in that game.
All right. So to start off, we're going to do, this should be pretty quick. Top 10 at each position. So point guard, shooting guard, 3, 4, 5, whatever. We're going to go through the top 10 players of each. And you guys are just going to rally back and forth until one of you misses. We get it? Everybody understands?
2K ratings are bullshit, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, we'll see how good your bullshit meter is, Josh. So to start, we will go through the top 10 point guards according to NBA 2K20 ratings. Joshua, why don't you start?
Steph Curry.
Yep. Raj?
James Harden.
No.
Yeah, he's definitely point guard. He's a shooting guard. Ah,
fine.
Oh,
but he plays
Raj,
point.
Man.
All right. I have to go back. So there's one wrong.
Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook is in it. Yes.
Damian Lillard.
Correct.
Chris Paul.
Eh-eh.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
No, that's pretty accurate.
That is ridiculous. Oof. Come on.
No, that's pretty accurate. Oof. I would take 8 of these guys before I took Chris Paul.
Nah.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Raj?
Uncle Drew.
Yeah. Number 10 is Uncle Drew. Wait, hold on. Oof. Sorry. No, never mind. Take that back. But he is in it.
So I was like, he's in it.
Okay. He is in it.
You have me thinking there's 10 other point guards that I'm, or like 5 other point guards that I'm missing already.
My bad.
Josh. All right, since everyone loves this guy, Kemba.
Kemba is in there. He's number 5 at 88.
We talked about him a lot. I'm going to say Mike Connolly.
Oh, good pull. Number 7. So you guys are missing 6, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, remember Kyle Lowry has to be in the list.
This does include injured players.
Is that a clue for one of them?
I'm just yeah, telling that's... you.
Okay, let's...
So I said Lowry. Lowry has to be in there.
Nope.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, that's disrespectful, no way. Yeah, that is harsh. Let me see where Lowry is. Lowry is 13.
That's whack.
Wow.
Chris Paul is number 11.
Jesus, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, if this is not on there, Ben Simmons, he has to be a point guard.
No.
Really? I thought they loved those stats.
No, but he's not even in here. He's not a point guard.
What the fuck is this? What position do they list him at? Like power forward?
Oh, man, that's pretty fun. I got to check this out. You're so angry.
No, but like what position is he? Like I'm confused. He's not a shooting guard, is he?
Imagine, he'd be the worst shooting guard ever.
He's probably listed as a power forward. I mean, since Lowry's not on this list, I'm like worried about the next guy I'm about to name. So let me just think about this for a sec as you look that up. I mean, this guy, like, he never gets any accolades, so I'm just going to guess it. Drew Holiday.
He is number 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He is the Drew that I heard earlier. That's why. Yeah. I have no idea where they put Ben Simmons.
That's ridiculous. All right. Incredible. Well,
he doesn't have a position.
I'm going to, how many more we're missing? 3? 4?
You are missing 3.
Okay. D'Angelo Russell.
Nice pull. Number 6, D'Angelo Russell.
All-star. You just have to think about the all-star. Yep. All-star players.
You got it. Also, I found Ben Simmons.
Wait, what number is he?
D'Angelo Russell is number 6.
What? He is
tied with Mike Conley at 87.
Yeah. Jeez.
He probably did a bunch of work for 2K going in and doing the mocap. That's probably why he's so high.
Probably just brought them all weed.
Or that. One of the two. So includes injured players, you said, eh?
That is correct.
John Wall.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Well, I guess he's in perfect health. He's probably a top 10 point guard.
I mean, he's pretty good.
John Wall's not better than Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, I could see that argument being made.
Was Conley on the list, you said, or no?
Yes, he is. There's one more point guard you guys are missing. Raj?
Oof. I'm drawing a blank right now, especially if Lowry's not in there.
Do you want a hint? So, do I give out hints?
No.
Okay.
I don't want no asterisks when I win. I'm drawing a blank. Josh, I'll skip.
I'm guessing Luka's not considered to be a point guard, so I'm not going to guess him.
Oh, I was going to
guess. That's good fishing, eh?
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
All right, if we're going to play fish, I'm going to...
Lou Williams.
Oh, my God.
Nah, man. Come on now. This is a young star, my friend. A young star.
Oh. Oh, my God. De'Aaron Fox.
That is correct. De'Aaron Fox. Oh, my God.
De'Aaron Fox is a better point guard than Kyle Lowry and Chris Paul. Get the fuck out of here. Jeez.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
What was the score?
De'Aaron Fox is an 86.
What was the score between me and Raj, though?
Chris Paul and Kyle Lowry are both 85. Ugh. That's a good question. Okay, so Raj had Lillard, Irving, Conley. Is that it?
I got Russell.
You had Westbrook? No, Josh had Westbrook.
No, D'Angelo.
D'Angelo. Okay, so you had 4. Josh, you had Steph, Westbrook, Kemba, Wall, Drew.
Yeah.
5-5.
Didn't you just count 4 for him?
Sorry, Rajhad.
I got
Lillard, Irving,
Russell, Connolly, and
De'Aaron,
and Fox. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, now I'll know how to count. All right, on to the next. The top 10 current shooting guards according to the NBA 2K20 rating. Raj, why don't you start this one since Josh already went?
And since I misheard, right? Last time, I'm going to say Mr. James Harden.
Uh-huh. Josh?
Klay Thompson.
Yep.
Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
Bradley Beal.
Yep.
Luka Doncic.
Nice pull. Yep.
DeMar DeRozan.
Yep. Your favorite.
Ooh, no.
DeMar.
I'm gonna...
Ooh. It's coming, man. The pressure's on.
Devin Booker?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, number 10, Devin Booker. We got three more.
Three more?
Yep. Number 3, number 6, and number 9.
Number 3?
3, 6, and 9 are still on the All board.
Right. All right, because it's 2K, I'm just going to go with Zach LaVine.
This is not the Seattle Pro-Am, all right? Come on.
He's actually not in there?
No.
Wow.
He's not surprising. Better than Devin Booker. Are you crazy?
No, I'm not saying he's better than Devin Booker. Maybe he'd be in the top 10, you know?
No. These guys are all legitimately better than Zach LaVine.
Mm. So 2K actually has this list right?
Yeah, I mean, the order might not be correct, but they do have the correct players in there.
How about Chris Middleton?
No, sir. Chris Middleton is not a shooting guard.
Really?
Chris Middleton is not a shooting guard.
He plays, what, the 3? Oh, jeez. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Come on, man.
CJ McCollum.
Correct. CJ is number 6. So you got number 3 and number 9.
3, eh?
I think I know number 9. Number 3.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
It's tough.
Okay, number 9. Is it Buddy Yield?
No, hell no.
Ugh.
Hell no.
Well, they did De'Aaron Fox a favor, so maybe they gave his teammate a little bump up too.
Only one Sacramento King is allowed on this list.
Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell is correct. What number do you think he is?
9.
Nope.
He's number 3?
Donovan Mitchell is the same as Jimmy Butler at 88. They have Donovan Mitchell better than Bradley Beal and CJ McCollum.
Like, I love me some Donovan Mitchell, but that's... Ugh.
That's high, high praise, man.
That's hype. That's what it is.
Yeah. That's like, thanks for playing on Team USA. It's a bump.
You already guessed Luka, right? Luka's on this list?
Luka is on this list. Okay. Yeah. Number 8.
Number 9. Lou Williams doesn't count as a point guard, right? So was he on this list?
No. Stop talking about goddamn Lou Williams.
Yo, he's definitely has like an 80 something rating.
I will find that out. Well, you guys guess this next one.
That can't be him.
Who's in your head?
Malcolm Brogdon.
No.
That's
pretty funny though, I'm not gonna lie.
I actually don't know. Number 9, eh?
This guy is very easily forgotten, is all I can say. He's on a team that's easily forgotten.
A team that's easily forgotten, eh? Not Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine is actually number 12, funny enough.
Jaylen Brown.
The hell?
I don't know, man.
Come on, man. Really? You two have no idea? He was an all-star 2 years ago? Oh, maybe even last year. I think last year, actually.
Really?
Legitimate playoff team in the East?
Yeah, I got it.
Call it out.
Victor Oladipo.
You got it.
Oh, yes, yes.
Always forget about those injured players.
I told you, man. That's a big hint. All right. Now we're getting to the juicy stuff. Top 10 current small forwards. Josh, go ahead.
What was the score on the last one?
5 up.
Whoop.
All right, tied. LeBron.
Easy.
Kawhi.
Easy.
KD.
Easy.
Paul George.
Easy.
Let's go with. I'm guessing Giannis is a power forward, so I'm not going to guess him.
It ends really hard after the top, like, four or five, eh?
Yeah.
And you're just like, what the hell? Who's left?
Yeah. Jimmy Butler was a shooting guard, eh?
Correct. Middleton was also a shooting guard.
All right, Middleton.
Really?
No, he
Chris Middleton was a shooting guard.
According to 2K, yeah.
Wait, what?
How was he not in the top 10 then?
Apparently, Devin Booker is better than Chris Middleton.
I want my guess back. Where's...
Yeah, you can have it back. I thought you were trolling.
Otto Porter.
Really? Of all people?
He must be in the list.
No.
Really?
No. Wow. Otto Porter?
He's good.
No, there are definitely 10 better small forwards in the league.
I can name one on a very overhyped team.
Go for it.
Mr. Jason Tatum.
Yep. Finally grew in his beard, Jason Tatum.
Hot take. Otto Porter is better than Jason Tatum right now.
No, he's not.
Oh, no. Yes, no, he
get
isn't.
Out of here.
Jason Tatum was trash last year.
Whatever, man. It's the truth. I'd still rather have Tatum than Otto Porter.
Yeah, I guess going forward, but right now he's definitely a better player.
Nah.
Yes.
All right, keep it moving. You're missing number 3, 5.
Wait, number 3?
Yeah, you missed number 3.
So those between four guys we named, like, to start off, we're not in the top.
Those are 4 out of the 5.
Wait, you're missing how is three. It? It's LeBron, Kawhi, and Kevin. Who's number 3?
Yo. What the hell?
Someone is tied with Kevin Durant at 96.
96?
Yo, it's actually so fun being on this side. I love hosting.
Is like, yeah. Are they considering Zion to be a small forward and is hyping him up or something?
No.
What the hell?
But someone that you already crossed off your list is.
Wait, what?
Someone that you already crossed off your small forward list is a small forward.
What, Giannis?
Yeah.
Ugh. What? Right. How is Giannis? Wow, okay.
I guess because Middleton's a 2. Apparently Giannis is the 3.
Alright, this is...
Milwaukee doesn't
I'll
have
take
a
the
4.
W on that, thank you.
Yeah, because I gave it to you.
Yeah.
Alright, so you're missing 6, 8, 9, 10.
I feel like there's some power forwards listed as small forwards besides Giannis on this list. Is that right?
There's some guys that play like the 3-4.
Okay.
Okay, how about...
I got a few then.
Okay, how about this? Tobias Harris.
Ugh, that was my guess.
No.
What?
What?
No, he's not. He is not a 3. That's your hint for Tobias Harris.
Huh.
Which is also stupid, considering the team that he's on.
Yeah, because like they have Horford and Embiid. Like, he's going to play the 3.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Okay, so what is Ben Simmons listed as? Is he listed as a small forward?
He is.
Okay, there.
He's
number 6. Okay, now the last 3, 8, 9, and 10 have all switched teams this offseason. That's a good hint.
Oh, I got one.
It's my turn, though. I'm going to rob
eventually, we just got to start freeballing this, guys. You guys are taking too long.
All right, I'm drawing a blank, so Josh can steal this one if he knows.
Brandon Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
What number is he?
Number 10 at 81. That's accurate.
Otto Porter is better than Brandon Ingram.
We have 8 and 9?
yeah, you need 8 and 9.
All right.
Number 11 is Rudy Gay. Number 12 is pretty funny also.
Is Robert Covington on that list?
Robert Covington is number 15.
Oof. What number is Otto Porter again?
14.
Ugh, Jesus.
Yo, Otto Porter is not better than the top 10.
Please.
You don't think Otto Porter is better than Brandon Ingram?
I'd say they're along the same lines at this point.
What about Josh Richardson?
Number 13.
Not a shooting guard?
Number 13, small forward.
Small forward, geez.
All right.
You guys are missing 2 big ones, man.
Left this offseason, eh?
Switch teams this offseason in the West.
Like, what do you mean in the West? They play on the West now, or
they
were
on Western Conference teams?
I'm drawing a blank.
One is a contender, one is not.
Oh, Gallo.
That is correct. Gallo at number 9.
He plays the 3?
Yeah.
He plays both.
Yeah, like okay. I said, he's a 3-4.
Okay, all right, that's a stretch. That's a big stretch for me, but I'll take
it. He's a stretch 4, bro.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Oh, I know the other one. Okay, go ahead.
Raj, take a stab, man.
I have no idea, Josh.
This Bogdanovic.
Killed it.
Yeah,
7-3.
Ooh. You know what? I can give you Bogdanovic as playing the 3 because you guys have tried to convince me all summer that he plays the 4. And in my mind, he was always a 2-3.
He's a 3.
He's like a 2. Three. For me, he's like a 2 because he's such a big ball handler. Like, he's a 2-3. Nowhere close to a 4. But you know what? I'll give Josh that round just out of pity because, like, somehow Ben Simmons is now a small forward. And so is Giannis.
All right. You can redeem yourself with the power forwards, Raj.
All right.
Start it up.
Anthony Davis. Or is he a center?
No, he's a power forward.
All right.
I was going to guess Zion because he's probably on the cover, so.
You're really guessing Zion?
They probably hyped him up and made him like a 90.
No, man.
Really, eh?
Zion is not on my list here. Where is Zion? Let me see where Zion is. Current New Orleans. Yeah, he is not on my list.
And you said Tobias Harris was listed as a small forward?
I did not say that, no. Okay. Raj?
Blake Griffin.
Yep.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yep.
So, Josh, you've claimed Tobias Harris?
I guess.
All right. Sure.
Wait, hold on. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's a power forward.
No, is he in the top 10?
Yeah.
Okay, then he's I claim 85. Him for sure. I do claim him.
Draymond Green.
Yep.
I'm not going to guess. I'll save this one for later. He's probably on the list, though.
Are you thinking like Taj Gibson or some shit?
Around that, yeah. Paul Milly Millsap?
No.
Really?
Paul Millsap should be on this list.
What about
he's number 16? Get out of here.
Oh, man.
What about considering he was injured but still should be there, Kevin Love?
Kevin Love is number 14.
What?
Wow. The disrespect ridiculous. To Kevin Love.
Yeah, that's like I can't name 13 better power forwards. No,
the last 3 on this list are going to kill you guys.
That is blasphemous.
All right, so you're missing number 3, 5, 8, 9, 10.
Horford.
Nope.
He's listed as a center, I'm guessing.
Correct.
Probably, yeah. That's a good pull, though. Siakam.
Yep.
But is he 3 or 5?
5.
Or okay. Because he's not one of the 8, 9, 10, so he's definitely... Yo, imagine.
I'm not sure if he's listed as a center or not, but Porzingis.
He is number 3 on this
list.
He's
not a center?
Jeez. He's a 7-3 power forward.
Power forward, yeah.
Those soft Europeans, you know?
I have a good one right here. He should be up there. Sabonis.
No.
What?
He's 18. But he's not top 10, man. You're crazy.
He's okay, 18's low, though. Like,
that is low, but he's not top 10.
All right.
He's not top 10. Josh, do you think Sabonis is top 10 power forward?
He's a center, so no.
Yeah, fair.
That's also true. 2K loves dunks, so Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon is number 17.
Wow. What? Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
Yo, just wait till you hear these last 3, man. You're going to fucking hate this. Okay.
Dragan Bender.
What about Markkanen?
Markkanen is number 11.
Wow. I thought he was like a young guy, like you're like, not there yet, but so there's 3 other guys.
Oh that... yes. two in the East, 1 in the West. All pretty young players.
Don't tell me that. Okay, I was gonna say Thaddeus Young isn't there. Like, I love the dude, but he's not there. Young. He's a versatile player though.
I would be so upset if Thaddeus Young was here.
Yeah, no kidding.
You guys want more hints? No, so two, no, no. Hold two on, east, hold on. One
I
west.
I got one. John Collins.
Yeah, number eight. That's what I mean. Like, John Collins is not a top 10 power forward.
Yeah.
No.
He's borderline. 12.
11, 12. Mm-hmm. Not 10.
What? Don't tell me they put eight. Jackson Jr. as already a top 10 power forward.
No, the next Tim Duncan is not a top 10 player.
All right. I'm going to guess my guy I was going to guess earlier. Julius Randle.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
God. This...
This oh, is I love torturous. This. This is so funny. Julius so, Randle is number 10.
Ahead of Kevin Love and Paul Millsap.
Oh, my God. And Aaron Gordon. Oh, man. I love this so much. This is so stupid.
Ridiculous. Wait, where's Zion?
Zion is number 20.
Hmm. Where is Young? Is he a power forward or a center?
Thaddeus?
Yeah.
He's number 22 power forward.
Jeez, all right.
Zion is the same rating as Serge Ibaka, DeMontis Sabonis, Aaron Gordon.
Oh my God.
It's on Raj.
I have no idea. Like Bagley?
No. Good, no? Good guess though. He's number 12.
I thought he was a center. I'm just trying to think of like young players that don't deserve to be young ahead of...
Young and in the West.
That was Bagley.
Young and in the West, eh?
This one's going to kill you guys.
Is it because of the position that it's going to kill us?
No, no. Just his rating should not even... No. The rating is inaccurate.
It's not Jaren Jackson, eh? Let's go with... Man, this is tough. In the West.
Yeah, this guy's been in the league for like a few years. So he's not a rookie or anything like that. Or a second-year player. But he like definitely does not deserve to be this high.
He's on a bad team?
I mean, they're not... They were bad.
I don't even know. Derek Favors.
If either of you get this, just throw it out there.
Derek Favors.
No. Isn't he in the East? Oh, no, he's on New Orleans. My bad.
Yeah,
no, not Derek Favors. Much Derek Favors is young?
Yeah, he's what, 28, 30?
Yeah, that's not young, man. Come on now. This isn't real life. This is 2K.
I can't think of anyone like... Like, you're going to say someone stupid like Jeremy Grant or something.
Jeremy Grant would be amazing.
All right, hold on. Let me get the last
In the West.
One.
In the West. This team should be good this year.
I'm trying to think of, like...
last year.
Should be good this year.
Montrezl Harrell.
That's a
No,
center.
But he's number 13 on this power forward list.
On the power forward list?
Yeah.
Ahead of is he ahead of Kevin Love?
They had the same rating.
Oh wow. My.
83 each.
Oh my God. This is like overall rating, not like hustle or like...
No, this is overall rating. Hustle.
I throw in the white flag. This is just getting embarrassing for me.
Oh God, I can't beat this guy. Okay, Harrison Barnes.
No. No, I feel like he's a small forward. But you are in the right conference or in the right division.
Peter, you're torturing us. Harrison Barnes, Sacramento. Who does Sacramento have? Bagley, not Giles.
Division. I didn't say the right team.
Okay, I know. I'm trying to go through the teams. Like, we've named everyone pretty much on the Clippers. No one else on Sacramento.
So there's only three more teams in the division, man.
Golden State doesn't have... Like they have Looney, but he's a center.
Oh my God, you guys are killing me here.
The Lakers, obviously JaVale's a center, DeMarcus is a center, Dwight's a center. Who's going to play four? Anthony Davis. Who's playing three? LeBron and Kuzma.
They didn't list Aiden as a power forward, right?
No. That's is that the same division?
Yeah, the Phoenix Suns. Are you sure that you had those last two correct, Raj?
What? The Lakers and the Golden State?
The Lakers specifically, yeah. Who did you say was going to play three?
obviously LeBron and Kyle Kuzma.
You sure about Kyle Kuzma?
Stay off the weed.
Oh my god. Come on, get the hell out of here. End this podcast right now, man.
Kyle Kuzma is better than Kevin Love, Paul Millsap, Aaron Gordon.
Fucking better than Markkanen, Sabonis. Oh my god.
Oh man. I told you it would kill you.
That's robbery. How much better is he? Like, what is he? Like an 88, 87?
84.
What
do they rate him? He's 84.
Oh my goodness.
So he's the same as John Collins. One better than, like, Markkanen, Bagley, Love.
Ugh.
Brutal.
What does he actually do well?
Kuzma?
Yeah.
He goes to practice. I don't know. He's a streaky shooter. He can barely rebound for his size. He's not a good defender.
Peter, keep him moving, man. We can't just...
All right.
How is he playing like the four better than half of these established players who may have had off years? And then second, how is he like the ninth best power forward in the game when he's not even going to be a starter? Like, obviously he's playing behind Anthony Davis, but like even on any other team, he wouldn't start. Or not start, but he wouldn't be playing the four.
I love it. All right, let's move on to the centers. Let's get this over with. I'm also not giving Kyle Kuzma to anybody because, you know, it's not happening. So let's go. Top 10 centers. Top 50. Top 10 centers. Josh.
Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, number four.
Oh, okay. Jokic.
Number two.
Embiid.
Number one.
Cat.
Number three. Nice. Good start.
Let's go with Andre Drummond.
Ooh, are you sure? Yeah, he's number five.
I was like, he's not a four, is he? Capella.
Number eight.
Ooh.
Horford.
Number seven.
All-star Vucevic.
Nice. Number six. Oh my god, you guys might actually run the floor.
How many we got left? Two?
Number nine and number ten. I'd be very impressed if you guys went 10 for 10 on this.
I think I have one player in mind. I can't think of someone else guaranteed, but...
Alright, it's 2K, so DeAndre Ayton.
Nice. Number ten.
Okay, well, I think this might be it.
Josh. Oh my god.
Who you got, Ryan? This
Miles Turner?
No, number 12. You ruined it.
Dear god.
They're probably not going to choose one of the white centers, so I'm just going to eliminate those guys.
Wow. The disrespect.
Let's go with... Man. All right, Steven Adams.
Ugh.
I thought you said no white guys.
Nah, I changed my mind.
Well, he's not in it.
Really? Wow, no, that was my pick.
He is number 13.
Damn. They can't be rating DeMarcus this high after the year he had.
No, DeMarcus is 15.
Is it a big white oaf?
It is a big white guy, yeah.
Okay, all right. I got it. Go for it, Josh.
No, you're up first, man.
Nurkic.
That is correct.
Yeah, I was thinking him or JV, but I'm like, JV plays for Memphis. Like, he ain't getting no love there. So.
Hell no. JV is definitely not a top 10. Come on.
Yeah, well, in 2K, he had good stats, right? So
true. This is very
true. Josh K, he is.
All right. All right. Well, good job, guys. Josh has an astounding lead because of the... forward positions, obviously. That small forward one really killed you, Raj.
Yeah, well, if you decide to stop dropping players who like play a two, or like Ben Simmons who plays point guard in number three, sure, like we're playing Where's Waldo instead of 2K ratings.
Yo, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show onto all the apps that people like to listen to? How do you make money? The answer was pretty simple for me. I started using Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and super easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise in your podcast. So that means you can get paid immediately, like right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading you this ad. Super simple. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, let's start now. Go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of producers using Anchor. Again, that's anchor.fm/start. See you soon. Now, did you guys see last week that clip of Enes Kanter winning the WWE Championship belt and then losing it like 10 seconds later?
Yes.
Absolutely missed that.
Did you actually miss it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to to find it on my computer when this pod's over.
Yeah, look it up. All right. We are going to go through the WWE's relationship with the NBA in the past.
Oh, yeah!
There were three players who entered the WWE ring when we were younger. Name those three players.
Wait, say that again?
Three NBA players who entered the WWE wrestling ring.
Besides Enes Kanter?
Besides Enes Kanter. When we were younger, not now.
I got two for sure.
Yeah, the third
one. Who's going first?
Give Raj a chance.
All right.
Oof. Yeah, this is not in my realm. I love WWE in a different phase of my life, and I liked NBA in a different phase. Those phases never overlapped.
No, you don't need it to overlap, though. You just need to remember, like, watching wrestling as a kid.
Shaq?
Shaq is one of them.
Yeah, I'd have to imagine him.
Shaq is everywhere, though.
Yeah, exactly. So that was an easy one.
Dennis Rodman.
Correct. The Worm. Do you remember who he battled against constantly, Raj?
No.
All right, Josh, end it.
The post office ain't open on Sundays. The mailman, Karl Malone.
Yeah, right.
Karl Malone, damn.
Karl Malone, man. Mm-hmm. All right. That was just a quick little one I wanted to throw out there. I thought it was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Now, for the real part of this game. We're going to do our own version of who he play for, except I'm going to call it Where's He At? So you've all seen who he play for on TNT?
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. Everyone knows how this works. I'll give you the name of the player. You tell me where he is playing this year or what roster he is currently on. So we'll start you off with an easy one. Raj, start with Iman Shumpert.
He is playing on the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Man, that's a trick question. He's not signed anybody. He turned down the contract 2 days ago.
Did he actually? I did not know that.
Really?
Yeah, man. I thought you were just playing around with Rod for a second.
No. No way he turned it down.
He turned down a contract offer from them. He's a free agent.
Wow, what a fool.
Oh, my God. I thought I'm like, wait, did he go back to Sacramento in a move that I don't remember? I'm like,
okay. I'll take that one out. I'll give you all right, that's my bad. That's my bad. That's pretty funny, though. Garrett Temple.
Brooklyn.
Yep.
Oh, good call. I was going to say OKC, but...
Brandon Knight. Raj.
Oof, that's tough.
Brandon Knight. Indiana?
Nope.
Am I allowed to steal?
Yeah.
Did he get cut?
Not that I know of.
All right, Cleveland.
Correct. Let's go with Frank Mason III.
Milwaukee.
Man, you're a freak. Shelvin Mack.
Oh. Memphis still?
No, he got traded last year, apparently. Played 4 games with this team last year.
Is he actually still on the roster, though?
I assume so, man. What do you mean? Was he a free agent?
I'm assuming so. I think it's Milwaukee?
No.
No? Well, we both guessed, so you can give it to us.
Perfect. He was claimed off waivers by the Charlotte Hornets.
Oof.
Shelvin Mack. All right. John Jenkins.
Yeah, see, this is the problem because I don't even remember the guy's name.
Yeah, I figured some of these might be a little bit more difficult than what you're used to.
Are you sure he's on the roster right now?
John Jenkins, man, I swear. Checked ESPN like half an hour ago.
All right.
Are you sure you didn't reject this contract?
Did you guess, Raj?
Let's go. I'll give you the division. It's a Northeast division.
The Nets?
No. Josh?
Orlando.
Nah. He's on the Knicks.
Knicks.
Another guy on the Knicks that we absolutely love. Solomon Hill.
Oh, God.
Just throw it out there if you know it.
Oh, is it my turn or is it his turn?
Yeah, I don't care.
It's your turn.
No, we're not doing turns anymore. If you know it, just throw it out there because this is going to take too long.
Trash.
Correct. He is trash.
He got traded to Utah.
Are you sure about that?
And then never played.
Is that right?
Are you sure about that?
No.
He is not on Utah. Hmm.
Give up.
Here, hold on. Let me think about this.
No, man, don't give up.
This is too much time for Solomon Hill. This guy's made no impact on the NBA. I'm sorry.
He got traded to Charlotte.
Nope. He was traded to Atlanta earlier this summer and then was involved in another trade.
Jesus. This offseason's Luke Ridnour.
Yeah, pretty much. Raj, he was traded for your favorite player, Chandler Parsons.
Oh my God, he went to Memphis.
Yeah, he did. All right.
Well, two scrubs for each other. I feel like that's a pretty fair trade.
Accurate, right? Huh? Let's go. Quincy Pondexter.
Okay, he's not on a roster.
He is.
No way.
He is. Yo, Quincy's a good player, man.
He's been injured the last, like, 5 years.
Quincy, a good player.
Is he still on the Spurs?
He is on the Spurs, yeah.
He played last year. He didn't move teams.
I know.
Oh, okay. I don't think they re-signed him.
He did, man.
I want checking the contract details. Stat.
I'm looking up his basketball reference right now. No, well, it only gives me until last year. He only 1 year last year?
I think that was just the end of his contract. I think he had like a 3-year contract and he's been injured the entire time. So they just like kept moving him around.
No, he signed with the Spurs last summer.
Did he?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a 2-year deal.
He must have had like a longer term contract before then. Because I remember him having like a 3-4 year deal.
Yeah, it was in like 2015, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm giving that one to Raj.
That's fair.
Your boy, Cheick Diallo.
He went to Phoenix.
Wow, how the hell did you know that?
Yeah, that's a good pull.
Yeah.
I like Cheick, man. He's good.
Fellow Canadian, Tyler Lydon.
Oof.
No idea.
Denver.
Nah. Raj, have you even heard of this guy before? Hello?
It's a no.
Yo, no. That's hard.
Silence.
All right. He is on Sacramento. Let's go with Jake Layman.
Minnesota.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
All right. Well, I'm not giving that to either of you then.
What?
Yo, man. He knew.
Yeah, I guess.
I knew he was there. No, I knew he was with... Because when I was looking through the roster when we were doing over-unders, I'm like, geez, this guy... made it to Minnesota. He fits in perfectly there.
He does.
With the other white folk, yes.
I object to your ruling.
I don't care.
Objection!
All right, the next white guy. Tyler Zeller.
Okay, he's not on a roster.
You have to have at least two Zellers in the league.
Chicago.
It's written into the CBA. No, not Chicago or Boston. Think of a down south team.
New Miami. Orleans?
No, Memphis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ooh, another guy who you think is out of the league. Miles Plumlee.
Oh, Miami.
No.
He got traded, right?
He was traded, yeah.
I mean, Memphis has been involved with every single trade this offseason, so Memphis.
That's a great, great fucking guess.
Yeah, great.
I like that. Good logic. All
right, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Omari Spellman. Our former...
Golden State.
How the hell did you know that?
I heard Draymond talking about him on a podcast or something.
About Omari Spellman?
Okay. About how he has potential, even though he's like 400 pounds.
Yeah, whatever.
The next Oliver Miller.
All right, our favorite big man, Caleb Swanigan.
So I'm guessing he's not on Portland anymore.
Nope.
So...
this is not going anywhere for me.
They traded him? Or did he get cut?
What was
that? Did he get cut or was he traded?
I think he was just traded.
Miami.
No. Huh. Or maybe he signed with this team. Let me check.
I have no idea who this is.
Wasn't he a first round pick?
I'm pretty sure he was.
Then he must have been cut.
All I know is, and none of these players are touching my fantasy roster.
No, these are, no. He was on this team last year, actually, so he's still there.
Oh, so Portland.
No.
Wait, what?
He was on Sacramento.
Did he get traded there?
Yeah.
Huh. For who?
Scalabissiere.
Okay.
Yeah, February 7th. Trade deadline deal for Scal.
That nobody knew about.
Oh, I love it.
Not even his mama.
I'm sure his mama knew. Come on, man. Be nice to the kid.
I don't think so. She's not keeping in contact with him. He doesn't play.
That's just rude, man. He still gets paid.
I guess so. It's a good job.
1.5? 1.7? Come on, man. Oh, 2 this year. 2 milli.
It's a livable wage.
Yeah, man. Get your money. Get your money.
I like how you're naming a bunch of fat guys now.
No, it's all over, man. That's all I got. Unless you want like really easy ones. Quickly, what does Giannis Antetokounmpo play?
All right, I got this one. Milwaukee. Give me the points.
2 years, Toronto.
Ooh.
Where does Thanasis play?
Lakers.
Oh, good. Good job. Good job. Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. That's all we got for trivia this week. What'd you guys think? Better than Josh's, Raj?
No.
Yeah, I think the actual stats are some of the stats that viewers will actually follow.
You mean people don't care about mid-range makes on away courts only?
In the last decade, yeah, not including odd years.
So much, eh?
Oh, man.
2K Sorry, ratings Josh. Are everything, right?
They're better than yours.
Nah, I disagree. Mine are actually real stats.
So are 2Ks. They're online. That's how real they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, so are 2Ks. Kyle Kuzma's in the top 10 power forward. Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's gold. All right. I want to thank everyone for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. Hit us up on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, all the major podcast platforms. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Stretch4Pod. And until next time, peace.
Rate us like 2K rates Kyle Kuzma.